Well, well, well. How you doing? Seriously, you good? Alrighty. Do you have your earphones in? Push them in your ears. Push them in. Hey, what's up? Oh, yeah. That was fun, right? Alright, listen. You can hear, I'm at the Improv. Backstage, you can hear the piano music. John is doing a great job out there. And I'm going to go over something really quick. So I'm only repeating this because one time I made a mistake. Well, we changed when the taping of the pilot is. It is now May 3rd. Most people are going, yeah, we heard you mention that already. It's May 3rd. And some people emailed us already. You're going to get an email. It's going to ask for some more stuff. We're going to probably add the amount of people that we were going to have, like 25. We'd probably up it a little now to like 40. So just hold tight. We might. I turned it over to one of the producers of the show. Ooh, fancy. So you'll probably get an email from him. If you were one of the people that emailed me first, we're going to obviously try to get you guys in because you emailed us first. You know. You know what I was thinking, though? I would like, if you're plus one, also watch the show if you're coming with somebody else. And I know you're going, the other person I want to bring, they don't really listen to the show. Make sure, though, you don't bring a dud, you know? I look into the audience, I say 15 people. Oh, they're the people that brought somebody that isn't into the show. They don't know some of the running bits of the show. Even though before the show we're going to go over it with the crowd, I'm going to come out, it's going to be so much fun. The prep is going to be fun, the show's going to be fun. Wait till you see the set that we've built. It is just ridiculous. It's great. But you're going to get an email from somebody from the show, and he might ask for some more information. I'm trusting that whatever they ask, they need to know. But just hold tight and we're going to get back to everybody. But the new email, if you already sent an email, we'll forward it to the new one. So don't worry about it. But if you're just sending an email and you'd like to come to the show, because we think we're going to have some room for some extra people, it's Todd Glass Taping. ToddGlassTaping@gmail. ToddGlassTaping@gmail. So I think that's it. This is the second half of the Troy Conrad show. And it's mayhem, I guess you could say. Whenever I get lost and I don't remember what we were doing, I get scared, but I guess that's part of what happens sometimes. Yeah, just as far as the taping goes, you'll get an email, you'll respond, and if you were one of that first clan group, I should say, that sent in stuff, we really do want to get you guys in, because we said the other day, well, they're like the people that reacted right away, like, let's get them in there. But, you know, we are trying to have a mixed group of people. Some guys, some girls, some Jewish people. Why not? What's so wrong with that? Maybe we have somebody that wears a nice hat. By the way, I think everybody should wear bow ties. Seriously. Every single person in the audience I want to wear bow ties. We call Bow Tie Sunday. Enjoy the second half of the show. Next week our guest is
Danny Lobel, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God. Let me tell you something. It's going to, if you haven't heard a show with Danny Lobel, it's right up there with like Eddie Pepitone and James Adomian and Can't Breathe type of shows. And Rory Scovel. Oy, oy, oy. So, God forbid I don't mention his name. I got to hear his shit. And we have okay, enjoy the show. You're great. And I love you. Good night, America.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
But seriously, I want to welcome you here.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. Can I just say one of the
What do you think of my cooking ideas?
I think that the best way to top that off is with a shot in the mouth of whipped cream, and that's just dessert that tops it off.
Yeah, well, you know what? What's wrong with that?
Most fun thing, I swear.
Here's how you do that. If you're going to do that on a first date, you put the whipped cream in a wine thing.
Wait.
At the end of the night, you pull it out of wine and go, this is dessert. And you just, if they don't like it, you're with the wrong fucking person.
Oh my God.
Wait, how do you put whipped cream in a wine thing?
In a wine cooler. Like those little things you chill a bottle of wine in.
But you chill the whipped cream.
Yeah.
And then you bring it out.
You know what I'm talking about? He doesn't know.
When you go on like a picnic or something, or yeah, they or like those little metal ones that they serve. There's all kinds.
And they slant it with ice. Like if you're in a backstage picture,
like in a hotel,
they take like a metal big tin and they put a bottle of champagne.
Do you need
in
a
ice.
Bucket?
Are you?
How do you not know this?
I'm 14 years old. No, I really don't know.
You're George Carlin. You don't
know? It's a bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
Could have you?
If someone had a gun to your head, could you half explain it? May pretend there's a gun to your head right now and really may pretend.
Come
I'll
up
know
with
if you're
some
lying.
Shit, but
yeah, you'd probably get more than we think you have. I bet.
You've
I
don't never know. Seen a bucket of ice.
Listen,
with
this
a bottle
be what the show is about.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Of course, it is. It's whatever we're talking about. How about when you're in a hotel and they have the ice thing and you bring it in your room and you take like
three. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, got it.
Now we got it.
I love
it. Do you really?
It,
do you really?
No, I do. Okay, yeah, listen. I do. Got
it. I'm dating. There's something I need to tell you guys, and I don't want you to be jealous. I'm being.
Always a well placed one makes me just. I never get tired of it. It's always great. The bump, bump, bump.
I love it.
I am dating Siri.
What?
Yes, I'm dating
Siri. What is that? How is that? How is that possible? First of all, how is that possible? And what are you talking about?
Siri, what are you doing tonight?
You don't have any events on your calendar for tonight.
Oh, she's always so serious.
playing tough to get.
I love you.
I value you.
I feel like she's making excuses.
Now, that sounds kind of passive aggressive.
No,
I mean...
I said I love you.
All you need is love and your iPhone.
I think she's talking. Oh, my God. Is she cheating?
Your girlfriend is trying to upsell you.
Well, it's not that. I just feel like... Let me just... Maybe she's...
Okay. Maybe she's all right.
I feel like she doesn't understand me. Are you okay?
We were talking about you, not me.
Oh, I was just saying... I miss you. I miss you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, okay, cool. God.
She's a real conversationalist.
When I get back, do you want to take a weekend at Catalina?
That does sound nice.
Well, maybe I can go.
Okay, I found this on the web. Before I get back, do you want to take a joke week in Catalina?
Oh, she's already looked it up. Yeah, yeah, that's great. I didn't know you moved so quick on the computer. Yeah, I thought, although Jake made a joke. He said he'd go.
I'm not sure I understand.
Todd.
You're not the only one.
Really?
Anyway. Now he's crying. Now he's crying.
Oh, it's just you and Siri don't understand the way I feel about jokes.
Hold on. Now he's crying. Do you mean it?
This is about you, not me.
All right, I don't want to be in the middle. Cry away from the microphone. Cry away from the microphone. We're not buying it. You're not going to win tonight. Cry all you want. You will not win tonight. Go ahead.
This is not about me winning or losing. It's just about you respecting just how I feel. That's what winning is for you, not respecting how I feel. As a person, that's how you win. Yeah, I guess, yeah, you win. You win. I don't have any feelings. Todd and Siri, yeah, you won. You won. You won. Yeah, say it. Say you won. Say that you won. Say that you won. I don't have any feelings.
This is so
say it if you won.
We're sorry.
Yeah?
We're sorry that, to be honest, I don't remember what we did, but I feel horrible.
Okay.
What was it about?
Oh. You don't remember what it was about?
Oh, I have a song everyone's going to like. I
want to
close the show. I want to close the show. Not the show.
We haven't even started the show.
No, listen. At the show that I'm recording on the 12th, I want the band to learn this song.
Oh.
I want everyone to get up and just...
All right.
We don't have to now, but just picture it. The end of the night, the trumpets. Remember what we were talking about? And this might not be the song, but whatever it is, picture 25, 30 people just jamming around somebody. Smoke, bubbles coming out. We have people outside on the glass just smacked around. And maybe this song. I'm going to play it really loud in here. Go ahead.
Bumping and bumping.
And everyone's just doing weird dancing.
Okay. Weird dancing.
Trumpets. picture the trumpets filling in here. Boom, 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 boom. Trumpets. Boom, boom. Everyone's doing that. Trumpets are going nuts. Drums. Can you find the rhythm in that? Yeah. Bourbon and bourbon. Picture everyone in the crowd just going nuts. Is there reverb?
Everybody's dancing like crazy.
And bumping, and bumping, and bumping, and bumping. Everybody going fucking nuts. Smoke. Listen.
Disco ball. Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Lights. Glitter. Glitter is in the air.
We're hosing everybody down.
With whipped cream.
Listen. 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 What? Please come back. What? Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you very much. The song knew what we needed. Order. I feel like the show's got out of control. Can I tell you what I really thought? Can we
turn those lights back a little?
I thought Aristotle think, well, like, what show do I work on? That's what I thought he was thinking over there. Like, yeah, at this point, I'm just, is it a DJ? Is Todd a DJ? Or I used to have conversations. Can we bring the lights up a little? So that's what
I wonder, Todd. Can you pick up the phone? I was wondering if we could do an interview real quick with you.
Oh, want to do the NPR thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your. You should.
To, no, oh, I have to have that.
Yeah, that's yours.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know.
So you can sound like you're talking.
Okay.
Too.
Okay, great. And by the way, this is we're in a time machine.
I just talk right into this.
Yeah, and move yourself away. Oh, that's fine. Hold on, I'll find it. Hello. And bourbon, 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 and bourbon. At bourbon, 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 at bourbon,
at bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon.
At bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon,
at bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon, at bourbon,
at bourbon.
It's a real show.
Lyricist Joe.
seriously, I need to do this real quick. I'm sorry. I got to do this real quick.
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new dump cake cookbook. Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake for delicious desserts every time, guaranteed. Watch this. Start with fruit, dump on your favorite cake mix, and finish with a can of soda. Or you can use diet for a guilt-free dessert.
Yeah, diet,
then
guilt-free.
Just bake it in the oven for a delicious raisin peach dump cake. Oh, so scrumptious. Look,
we have
your
somebody...
kids will devour this s'mores chocolate cake in a skillet.
Sure
and
they would.
Easy?
They need also a bag of Hershey's bars.
Just dump on the good stuff.
Just give
chocolate
them the candy.
Chips,
stop acting like you're baking
chocolate
it.
Chocolate cookies.
No, pause
bacon,
it.
Voila.
They'd eat the three bags of shit that you're throwing into the thing and dumping it in. They don't even give a fuck. You're the one trying to act like you're making something. Give them. I had a problem with my language. Give them, if you gave kids the bag of chocolate chips and let them eat them, they'd like that just as much as your dumb dump cake. But I like them. I defended dump cake last week. Yes, ma'am. Sir. Yes, sir. You know what? I guarantee there's some element of the sugar, and it provides the sweetness and the moisture. Instead of water, it gives it probably a little bit of a zest and a little bit of a – it's what?
It's really good.
It probably is. Hey, by the way, I don't mean to turn
You've
tables.
Had one? You've had a dump cake?
I've made one, too.
Soda's
for
the cake?
Okay, listen. Here's the truth. I'm being – to George Carlin, I'm being honest. I said this last week about the cinnamon rolls. Like – here's what I think I'm making fun of, because I said the same thing you just said. There's a recipe last week that it was you basically take syrup and walnuts and sugar, brown sugar, and put it in a Bundt pan. And then you take muffins and put it around it and bake it. And I go, it's probably unfucking believable. You know, better than – you might think, well – and I even was defending it. Like, if you went to the store and bought them at Vaughn's where they made them that afternoon, no better. It's still at your house. You're pulling it out of the oven. It's taking pretty much Pillsbury muffins. They know what they're doing. They make an all right muffin, and then it soaks up all that stuff. It's probably fucking great. So there's probably some great tricks in there. We're not saying about health, but either are the bakery items any healthier. It's the style in which they think they have to sell it to the American consumer, and that's dump it. Dump it in. I don't give a fuck. Hey, listen, are you afraid that it would take any love at all? Don't worry. Dump it in. Take shit. Dump it in. Pull your pants down. Dump around. Dumparoo. Dump it in. Dump it out. Dump it. I think I could handle that. Dump it in. Hey, what do I have to do? Can you dump shit in other shit? Sure.
But now, when you serve it, do you say, hey, would you guys like some of my dump?
I just did. Hey, I dumped in the pot. Would you like some? Because I don't want to make it sound like I care.
Well, hold on. I just finished dinner. What's for dessert?
Dump cake. Do you like No.
I've never had dump
cake.
Ask
me again. Maybe I can
all
make
right.
it.
All right. Since we're done with dinner, what's dessert tonight?
Would you really – by the way, and I don't mean to interrupt your bit with logic.
Yeah.
I want you
to question me on this.
Well, would you really, as soon as dinner's done, go,
I'll
where's
tell you
the
why.
Dessert?
I'll tell you why this character says
What are you,
says
at a Denny's?
I'm going to tell you why this character says that.
What are you, a rude 80-year-old at a Denny's?
No, this character, okay.
Where's my dessert?
This guy's been waiting a really long time for dessert, and
there's
the guest has been talking. And so he's like, hey, you know, since we're done with our dinner, I was wondering if we'd get some dessert.
Oh,
do you
sure.
know what we have? We're having?
Yeah, sure. Dump cake.
I've not had dump cake before.
Excuse me.
What's
dump cake?
Okay, dump cake?
Yeah,
that's
dump.
A real hard P on it.
Well,
so,
that's the way Kathy Mitchell says it.
Okay. Well, now.
Oh, she's on TV right now. Listen.
Okay, I'll watch that. Oh, it's a nice TV.
Measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake.
Sure, that's why I bought it.
Every time, guaranteed.
Turn it off, Lisa.
Start with fruit.
My daughter. Turn it off, Lisa.
Is there? I definitely like cake. Okay.
Was that you? That was good. It fooled me. His mouth was shut, but I heard a noise. All right, I'm a full-grown adult with a show.
Podcast ventriloquist.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering if this...
it's very easy to fool people.
The first podcast ventriloquist. what?
I was just going to ask if you had any regular cake. Let's move on to the next bit.
No, I like this still. It's still much fun.
Okay,
Do it again.
So I was just wondering, I haven't had dump cake, and I don't know if it's my
thing. No, start from the beginning. My favorite part is for me to tell you.
Okay, so I'm just wondering what...
do we have any background noise? Like maybe maybe at my house there's a few clinking.
I want
people to picture us at the dining room table.
Yeah.
And why are you over my house? Can I ask that?
Well, you had us over because you're testing... No, you're testing out some of your new recipes, and you also are doing a marketing... marketing pitch for this pyramid
thing. I'd like
thing
to change it.
Okay, how is it?
You're just at my house.
All right. Just hanging out?
Yeah, your friends and friends, your new neighbors
just moved in.
All
right.
And we're all hanging out at my house and we're having dinner. And you're the neighbor that asked me where dessert is. It might
just
be rude, but
simple.
That's...
Okay. Yeah. And all right. I'm kind of a dick in a way.
Well, but my reaction makes me sort of not that great either. This is everyone knows where this bit ends up. I can't really judge you.
Okay, well, no.
Okay, here
so,
we go.
All right. So, hey... thank you again for this dinner. The lasagna was delicious.
You're well. Oh, thank you. I made it from scratch.
Oh, wow. Well, I especially enjoyed the cheese. Now, I was wondering since we're done with...
the cheese was good, but also the other layers are good, too, don't you think?
All layers were delicious, but...
Sure.
I am really... I saved room for dessert, and I was wondering... You said you were going to have some nice dessert for us. What are we having for dessert?
For dessert?
Thank you. That's good.
For dessert?
Yes.
Dump cake.
Okay, well, I don't know if you have regular cake, but
No, I just have dump cake.
Okay, well, is there a way to have that cake but don't dump it? And then just... I mean, because I don't... it's an allergy I have. I'm allergic to dumps.
Sorry.
All I have is dump cake.
That's how long it took me to get
that. Was that was so worth it. No, I enjoyed
Sorry.
That.
Sorry. All I have is dump cake. I'll tell you, life is hard, you know. My wife, she hit a deer. It was in the zoo. She said it wasn't her fault. She beeped. I'll tell you, my wife's a bad cook. At our house, we pray after we eat. I caught a fly fixing a screen door. My wife hit a deer. It was in the zoo. She said it wasn't her fault. She beeped.
You know what type of music I would do? You have old. You know the old jokes? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll try the dump cake. Like, I just like it that the guy, he's still in the bit, and he enjoyed the joke so much. He's like, all right.
I'll try it. Where was the one that we had, we left the lead in, like we were going to do, like entertainers. I watched some old, like, clips on YouTube this weekend, and I love when, like, the old school guys would be talking to the band, because they did a lot. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Yeah. Leroy Brown. So they would, like, do their banter for, like, 10 minutes. Like, Sinatra would talk to the audience for 10 minutes and Dean Martin, and then they could sing, and it was like, and then they would always just turn to their band, the power back then of, like, it looks like they're 30-piece orchestra, and they turn, they go, Leroy Brown, after they just sit out there, like, yeah, and they fucking got it ready really quick. So it's like, do we have any background, like, talking noise? Like, it's in a casino. I want to try to...
Sure.
I think this bit could be really fun if we take a little time. Right. I don't mind building it in front of everybody.
Wait, which bit is this?
It's so we have a nightclub act, and you've been talking to the crowd, and it's time to go into your last song.
Oh, okay,
a little
soft.
Real soft. So it's a nice audience. That sounds like a bad hooga club.
There's just a little. They're picking up a little bit of the kitchen in the back.
They bleep me out when I say the name of the club. No, I don't mind saying the club. Chris Hardwick won't let me say it. I'll say the club. Hooga. Yeah, that's the one.
Well, I hope
they put.
Still
did they put a hooga in there?
I hope you have a podcast come Monday.
Okay, so a little. No, that was actually all right. Yeah, just bring it down real soft. A little softer. What type of crowd's talking this much?
Well,
it's Frank Sinatra.
Todd, it's the kitchen staff in the back. Everybody else paying attention very much.
Oh, thank you. Hold on, I want to remember what this is. Thank God I had the clarity. I win.
Okay.
This is from the stage. The kitchen noise should not be coming to the stage.
I agree with you, but our club hasn't been soundproof.
I'm doing a bit. Why would I create a bad bit?
Okay.
I want the circumstances to be
Todd,
perfect.
Todd, the circumstances in the bit are what they are.
No,
we can't do any better.
I have any sound cue I want.
Well,
here's you. Why don't we have a few hecklers in there while you're at it? Well, unless that was the bit. I want this to bit. Okay, you're right. I want this bit to be happy. Like, we're everything's
right.
going
no,
great.
No, no, no. Yes, I agree.
What's this?
It.
It's raining out? Oh, no, there's no phone.
Todd, sometimes there's a phone.
Okay,
nice place.
Seriously, let's put on the music, just them talking. There's a little bit them talking. No phones. I really want to try to do this, because I think I'm going to get in there. Could you put a little reverb? Are you okay, Aristotle?
What if it's raining outside?
No, I don't want to. Come on. I feel like we don't have the right sound effects, so we just do this. I mean, come on. What type of show do I work on?
These are great.
Well,
I mean, I like these sound effects, Todd. I mean,
it just seems like I want to just. Do you have people just talking quietly in the background? Well, it's not people talking.
Well, Todd, they could be just having sharing a milkshake. A nice couple. They're like, about to have a conversation.
Can I be honest? I feel like he just plays random sound effects.
No, he's trying to set the ambiance.
Why would I? That's what you hear from the stage. Okay, so Dean Martin's on stage. Dean Martin's on stage, and you hear a guy drive by with his truck beeping his horn.
Yeah, it's a busy city. Sure.
What kind of club do you work? It's a shithole.
In New York, sometimes the doors open, and it goes down in the basement.
Okay, I'll do it.
You know?
Here we go. Can I have some reverb? I'm performing. The doors are open.
New York, yeah.
Okay.
Raining?
Okay, and you'll know when to come in with the music. Can you give me a little guitar in the background, like maybe my band vamps a little bit? You know what I mean?
This feels like the last time I was in New York.
My band vamps a little, but don't play the one. So my band's in the back with the guitar, and it's vamping a little.
All right, well, I don't hear them yet, but I'm sure they're... Oh, that guy also does the...
One and two and...
Okay, the one and the two, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Seems I have a hard time shedding that. Okay, so you're vamping in the background. The crowd's out there. For some reason, I guess you hear trucks. But it's okay. I'll just do the bit.
Okay. All right.
How about those trucks, everybody? That's all I need. Vinnie Valvone came in here. But my grandmother, she was... my grandmother's 88 years old. And I'm going to get more in the tone. I was doing a shtick one, but now I'm going to try to get more into the tone how they do it. Dean Martin goes, my grandmother is actually 89 years old, and she doesn't need glasses. She drinks right out of the bottle. Bad, bad Leroy Brown, let's do this.
Well, the South Side,
and then they could sing Chicago.
It's bad.
Try it again. Try it again. The background music was great, but watch this. I'll throw to it. If it comes in the room a little louder, I'll feel it. The little people talking, whoever they weren't little, whatever they were. One and a two, how can he know? But you're a great crowd. You know, my grandma.
That's real?
That's Don Rickles trying to stir up work. That's like in the Rat Pack, they make fun of her. Whatever. Anyway. My grandmother, but she's 89 years old, doesn't need glasses. Drinks right out of the bottle. Leroy Brown, let's do it. All right, what a crowd. Side of Chicago. Baddest part of town. You go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. That's it, try it. It's fun.
All right, so do I get to set it up?
Yeah, do you have an old joke? Yeah, you just background noise. What is our background noise we're using? I'm getting suspicious of it.
All right.
So it could be someone spackling.
No, I don't know the song. I'm going to play along with this. Okay,
go ahead.
All right.
Okay, it could be outside in an open arena. I'm going to have to not criticize Jake for that because a lot of times these theaters, they have these beautiful theaters up in wine country, and sometimes it does rain during the show. So I can't criticize him for that because then I'd be being mirroring the type of behavior I don't like. So I'm okay with the – I am. I mean, it could happen. Everyone listening is going – it could happen, but would they do a show? The theater is closed over the music. The audience is in the rain. All the instruments
romantic.
Are safe. But they would send a comedian out to perform in front of this. Sometimes the opening singer, now let's just do this real. So let's just insinuate, Keith, you're doing like the last 10 seconds of the song. Okay, so and then hey, ladies and gentlemen, we give you, and then we introduce the comedian. We'll set the scene, okay? So just do, like, the last 10 seconds of a song. Maybe pretend it's an outdoor arena. It's raining. You do the last 10 seconds.
That's 10 seconds.
No, it's the last.
Not count to 10.
Do it again. Do it again.
Okay. All right. One.
And he's doing
okay,
more,
that's okay.
It's more numbers than before, though.
That's so, can I tell you, I love that bit because
it's a great bit.
You have to be nice to that person. Even when I see him do it as a bit, he sells it with his face.
Just kind of say, hey,
he's
know.
Trying so fucking hard, he just doesn't get it. But you go back to it 20 minutes later, maybe this time. What the last 10 seconds? One and a two and a three. All right, listen.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to stage star Mr. What's your name in this bit? Troy Conner.
Star Bronson.
Star Bronson, everybody.
Woo! All right.
And...
and so the two-headed prostitute said, all right, whatever you want, but I gotta charge you double. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Atlantic City. Leroy Brown. All right.
Well, the south side of Chicago.
Bah, I got one.
Yeah?
I got one.
Okay.
Go down there, you better just beware. There we go. Music, please. Right. I need to set the scene. You know, somehow I've gotten dumbed down to the... I accept this. I don't doubt this anymore.
You're still going along with the rain and the horns.
I've accepted the horns. The horns I miss when they're not there because it reminds me... The horns remind me I'm in the shitty theater.
Oh.
And the doors are in the... And here's why. Because that dumb fucking owner of this theater, I'm going to make it work. He makes us leave the doors open because he says when people walk by, they hear a show and they want to come in. But we don't. We hear horns.
Yeah, and you've asked him a number of times, right?
Well, I don't ask anymore because I'll get fired and I need the money. Okay, so here we go. Anyway. Sure. How about Robert Stack? He's doing the ads for Gucci. Luggage. Leroy Brown, let's do it right, everybody.
Well, the south
side of- let me do another one. My grandfather has two wooden legs. There was a fire at his house. Okay, my grandfather has two wooden legs, and... this is... okay, my grandfather has two wooden legs, and there was a fire at his house. My grandfather has two wooden legs. There was a fire at his house, and he... and he burnt to the ground. Leroy Brown,
well,
south side of Chicago. That's how I'd sing this song. I could do it better. I'd really go, I'd have, boom. That's what, pause it. To George Carlin, I'm going to tell how I would sell this song better.
Okay.
I could do a better version than him. If I could sing, come in with those drums, I'd have 10 times more drums. And we'd go, boom, just fucking big, 30 trumpets. Boom, just fucking blow the fuck off of that song. I've never seen someone do it like I wished I could direct somebody to do it. Just bigger, bigger.
Can we make that happen?
Well, let's play it and see if I can just imagine it.
Okay.
You put some reverb. Boom. I'm going to insinuate on the drums. I wish I could take those drums and bang them over somebody's head. Just to really show people how I want it. Leroy Brown. Oh, Jesus. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Boom.
It's the baddest part of town.
Bow. Three horns.
Go down there, you better just... Leroy Brown.
Boom!
Now Leroy.
It fit in. It fit in.
He stood about 6 feet four.
Bang!
All the downtown ladies call him treetop lover. All the studs, they called him sir.
Ba 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 ba.
Now everybody's
into it. They could fit it in. I didn't. Yeah. They could. Bomb, bomb. Boom! 20 trumpets.
I feel it.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is what are you doing, Frank? Sing it. Boom, bang. Punch someone in the face. Go into the audience and go ba 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 boom and punch someone in the face. It looks like a mean person. Continental. Got an Eldorado too. Got a 32 them and a target full of fun and a razor in his shoe. Bad. Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Me.
All right, stop it.
Seriously, I have a show to do. We have to go home. Go in for the clothes.
You guys?
I'm starving. And I can't
can we,
eat.
You know what? Here.
Is it your girlfriend on the phone?
Yeah. No. Welcome to the show, my guest. Oh, is this on? Is this thing on?
No? Yeah. Oh, we're in a recording studio.
Yeah, we're in a recording studio.
Just jumped in so fast.
My guest is Todd Glass. Todd Glass just finished.
Hey, by the way.
Seriously? Oh. To tell you this,
oh yes,
you did a great job feathering your bit right after that other one.
Oh,
because
yeah,
you had a nervous breakdown and decided to retire to another.
No, I thought you were transitioning me into a bit.
Listen,
do it.
Okay.
I love it anyway. Because you know what's great? I can tease you, but you know what? You're right. You're like, I want you to feel like a little kid in here. That means if in 1 second we're doing one thing and then we want to switch, I want you to feel comfortable doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Then I feel like I judged you just then. So I apologize.
Oh, no.
I know it's not a big deal, but I still didn't like it.
Oh, no.
I didn't like my behavior.
I
can't take it
you.
Anymore. I'm so upset with myself. Well, no, I can't get over it. Well, I'm a good person. I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings, Troy. And I hope you can forgive me. And I'll say that you're my friend. I cherish who you are.
One and two and
oh,
all right.
We don't need to do the song.
Part.
Thanks for trying to join in. How about a hand for Keith for trying to join in?
No,
that was good. Stop, guys. Stop.
People forgot what the bit is when he...
Stop. It's all right.
Counting.
We finished the bit. We didn't even need to do the bit. Okay. So everything's fine. Love defending the lovable moron. You know what I mean? And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. And everybody goes, wah, wah, wah. In the bit. It was great.
Enjoy.
I got to go in for the clothes. I have so much high speed.
What was this for, part three?
We're going in for the clothes.
Wow. Sad.
That is kind of sad. I mean, I really do feel like we haven't started this time.
Well, we haven't. That's why I'm writing you this letter of
what's
termination.
The letter? Wait, what does that letter say?
No, there's no letter. Okay. I want to talk to you seriously,
all right,
though. Because you know Liz fools around, right? Okay, listen, maybe
I
now's not
know
the
that
time.
My wife fools around.
I thought she
about?
Did. No, this might
no,
probably
no,
wasn't
no, no,
the
no,
time.
You brought
no,
this
this
up.
Wasn't the
You're
time.
Talking
no.
about my wife.
I made a mistake. I shouldn't have said it. People, I thought you knew. I thought you knew.
I would want to know if that were the case.
I
is that the
said
case?
It. I thought everybody knew it. I thought it was like a joke behind
What do you mean
back.
Everybody knew?
No,
everybody
Troy, don't be. I'm not a bad guy. I thought everybody. I wouldn't have said it. I thought everybody knew it. Like I thought because that was a joke. Like that she gets. You know, I thought everybody knew.
You are saying that it's so well known that everybody makes jokes about it. Over
I wouldn't have said it.
Really
I thought she
ones.
Knew it. I thought. What? All right, Jake. I wouldn't have said it. I thought you knew it.
What I thought he knew.
But it's just
so did I think he knew, but he didn't know. So we're sitting here.
He doesn't
finding
know. He doesn't know.
Guys, no, he doesn't know. We thought everybody knew.
Look. I'm willing to look over this, but as long as it's just you guys, that no one else knows.
Not
this,
since you've been married. What? Oh no!
Oh,
before.
Oh,
tons.
Oh,
tons.
Oh. Well, hey,
tons.
You know what? I don't.
Tons.
I mean,
tons
I don't want to know how much.
Tons
but...
and tons and
Wait,
tons.
What do you mean that?
I don't like
that
this
many
bit.
Times.
I don't like this
okay.
bit.
All right.
It's turning. All you can do is leave it in. It's my fault.
I enjoy
you know
it.
When you smell something that's just, you look, like I say, I'm being too George Carlin, I'm being honest. Sometimes you accidentally stumble upon something, and when you re-listen to it later, you're like, oh, it sounds like, the word's not even sexist. It's just like, I didn't like the bit, wherever it took a turn to, but I don't want to edit it out. I can just stop it.
Yeah.
What was the problem with the bit? Help me out. Because, your wife fucks everybody.
Oh, yeah, well, and then we got, that's right,
that
and
seems,
then we got.
And then it got aggressive. Not that your wife fucks everybody, because if she's doing it behind your back, but she's the aggressor, that's how I want to picture it. Then I don't feel bad. Like, if she's at every party you want to fuck, Troy will never find out.
God.
You kidding me? He's dating Todd Glass. Everybody knows that. That's why we fuck. Then I don't care. But it turned into where it was not in a healthy way. Like, someone that's doing it because they have trouble or they're trying to mask some pain. In Liz's way, I want you to know, I picture her. Yeah, she's a nymphomaniac, but she's healthy. She's aware of what she's doing.
Still my
she's
wife,
not,
though.
I know, but you got to – I'm trying to throw you a bone, man. And it just seems like you're being a dick, to be honest with you.
Just be cool about it, Troy.
I don't know. It's hard for me to see that it's me that's the problem in this conversation. Now – I do want to say that these time periods...
Can I tell you, I like you just the way you are.
Okay, well...
I do.
It's nice.
I hope this...
I feel the same way, and I'm going to tell you something.
If you... I like...
Put some reverb in this.
It's not the things you wear.
Oh.
It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like.
Oh.
The way you are right now. The way down deep inside.
He doesn't need to count in the middle of that song.
Not the things that hide you.
I see, now that's not even the beginning of the song
turn it
at that
turn
point.
It off.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. That was fun. Okay, listen, we got to take the show in for the close.
Oh.
By the way, when I'm reacting to that bit, I'm reacting so into the character that I looked over at Keith and I was like, A little frustrated, you know what I mean? Like, but I thought, oh, does he think I'm frustrated in real life? No. No, it was perfect. The fact that you do. What? No, you were perfect, I'm saying. When you did a one and a two, and I looked over like this.
I totally
like, Jesus
got,
Christ,
yeah,
can't you
great.
Get it right? I thought you really thought maybe I meant it like.
No, I did.
I was,
you did?
You did? You think I was? You thought I was mad at you doing the bit wrong? No, you're doing the bit great. All right, go fuck yourself. That's what you do when you're nice to people, because too much nice is it causes...
Emotions.
Sometimes
gross.
Sometimes... Well, you're right. Emotions get uncomfortable, so sometimes after you... If you're too heavy with it, you just wrap it up with it and go fuck yourself. It warms everybody up. We don't feel too mushy. All right, you hear me, you dumb fucks? You idiots? No, you're not. You're special.
Thank you.
I'm going to go in for the close, and I know went a little long tonight. Do you think this should be a double episode?
I didn't even think we did a full episode.
Let me ask you a question.
But if,
can we go? Are you okay to go to 11:30?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go to 11:30.
Why?
What time is it right now?
11:12.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. I can go another.
We're going
short,
in for the
close. Amount of time. Okay. Yeah. I have a okay.
What do you have to do? Let me hear.
I do photos for Roast Battle, the comedy store.
Sure. Well, you know what?
No, it seems like a better thing.
No, he's right.
No. As long as we don't go past 11:33, I'm okay.
Troy, you sit in this room for 9.5 hours. You never have to worry about going, tonight. Oh, let's see. I'm going to do Todd's podcast. I know it won't be 1 hour, 2 hours pushing it. I'll give it four. And I go, that's not enough. And no. Maybe I want to go to one. No, you're fine. I got to get out. Can I tell you why? I got chicken noodles. And I don't mean to brag.
Yeah.
But I... Now here's another thing, and I have this waiting for me at home, and I'm too George Carlin, I'm being honest. I get 5 cans of Progresso chicken vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm.
Then I add a bag of carrots,
okay,
a freshly chopped onion,
okay,
and a whole chicken from Vaughn's, like the all pre-roasted right. chicken. It's easy because it's cooked right. It's perfect. You just get it home, take it off the bone,
it's really
throw
good.
It all in there, right? So you just you think now. Let me go over that recipe again, because it's not like put this or that. No. Start with, hey, if you can cook, don't do it this way. I'm not like defying, like making a fresh soup from scratch. I get it. This is not that. This is is there something in between that's fucking easy? Not in between that I can't. You can 4 cans of Progresso, whatever you like. 4 cans of Progresso chicken vegetable, bag carrots, not the type you have to cut.
Right.
The little carrots.
Yes.
Dump them in.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I swear to God, I wasn't joking.
Oh my.
To George,
you invented the dump soup.
Forget
Todd.
Measuring.
The
now
dump
you can
soup.
Easily make homemade desserts in minutes.
Hey,
it's
let's go to Todd's for dump soup, you guys. What are you doing after the show?
Guarantee.
Dump soup.
Start
dump soup. Dump soup. Todd dumps the soup. Todd dumps the soup. Todd dumps the soup. Todd dumps the soup.
Todd dumps the soup.
Todd dumps.
Oh, my. Nothing could have ever been more perfect. To George Carlin, I wasn't kidding.
Todd dumps the soup.
Okay, so let me.
That was amazing.
Let me just finish it, though. Dump soup, everybody.
Okay, and can I make a suggestion?
Can I tell you?
Okay, yes.
So you don't think I didn't learn?
All right.
My lesson to George Carlin is not that what they're doing is okay. It's like, remember, when you're describing something that's easy, don't forget to put love in it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go, it is okay. It's not okay. You don't have to use the word dump. Okay, so let me re-explain mine. So you take. Could I get a little guitar music in the background?
No,
for
no, come on. If he's just gonna, you know, he's gonna do the one too. So why would you ask?
Yeah, Todd,
for it?
Todd, he's done one
Stop
two every time.
Spoon feeding him when he needs to learn. Todd.
At this point, we're going in for the close. You didn't. You wanted to
it's
get
over.
To the close.
He didn't.
When you guys
have
are done,
what it
I'd
takes.
Chances
to
are he's
he
gonna
didn't
say
have
one
what
two.
It takes.
Okay.
Can you tell me when you're done?
All right, I'm done.
One, two. All right, you were right.
So he said the one.
I'm okay without the music, actually.
All right.
Forget it.
Now, can I ask
you? Were right. I'm
when
sorry.
You serve those.
Oh. Now, let me finish
soup?
My recipe.
Okay,
please.
Sometimes it's a hard lesson to learn.
Let me get my recipe.
Okay.
I still want to be nice to him, even in the bit, because it feels better. He's fine. He's new. People knew. You know, JJ. Remember JJ on the trumpet?
Yes, of course, JJ.
He used
Fantastic
to go,
trumpet.
And the 2, 3, 4, let's play the trumpet some more.
Yeah. I mean, that was his thing.
I told him not to do it. It took him a year to stop doing that.
Oh, well, that was his signature.
Wait, what was it that he did?
I
kind of forget.
Yeah, I do too. Hold on, I have important stuff to get to. Well, we never did a show.
Oh, wait, I just wanted to... Okay.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Wait,
I have
done
to
the
stop
show?
It, but it's the first time we didn't
oh
get to...
Oh, my God.
No, this is not a show. And wait. I'm going to drop it as a non-show. I'm going to explain up front.
You mean this was a pre-show?
We tried to do a show. We never got to it. And I'm apologizing.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Think it's acceptable. You have to admit that we never
got to the show.
Can we just, as we're going in for clothes, can I tell you... It's a real show. No, maybe not.
Well... Your audience is going to want proof of that. Can you at least go through in the next couple minutes what the show was going
to
be?
As we go to close, let me show you what it would have been.
Right.
And then we'll do it another time.
Okay.
But I want to thank everybody. This is what to George Carlin we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to go. I mean, obviously, it's to George Carlin. I am going to pick up the post-its we never got to do.
Yeah.
But still in the bit of never. Well, we never did a show.
Oh.
No, I'm going to be honest. This is the first time it's ever happened. And I apologize. But it's okay. It's okay. I will drop this. And I'll explain that we just never got to the show. I will drop this as people are listening to
it
now.
But then what are you going to call this when people listen to it?
You know what? I'm a little frazzled. I don't know what to call it because I guess I'm a little frazzled that they don't have a show for Friday. But I'll do the opening like I do into my cell phone and I'll just apologize.
Well, are you still going to dump this podcast on Friday, like even though it's not a show?
One and a two and a three.
How could that even be? That wasn't even necessary.
Okay.
So listen. Can I explain the soup, Jake?
The soup.
Do you feel like you're the brother that gets picked on more because you want to be so hard on him?
It's not that I want to be hard on him. It just seems so simple to me.
It does seem simple to me too, to be honest with you. And sometimes that's why I'm not yelling at him because maybe he has a serious problem.
Well, if that's what it is, if he has a serious,
maybe he has a motor a problem. You know,
so
like
sorry,
you,
I
can't.
Motor skills. I get that you're sympathetic.
It's
but
motor
why
skills.
Do you hire him?
I don't hire him.
Oh, he just shows up?
He comes out and hangs out. And then he started doing that other bit where he, with the okay, everybody, Todd wants everybody to be quiet. And then I thought he was fun to hang around with, and I invited him this week.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming back. I have to make the bit work where he doesn't hear all this. Otherwise, it's so, you know, if you're in the other room, it's not so bad. What you're looking...
What are you talking about?
No, we're not talking... We're talking about you. Where did you learn how to play the guitar? That's all we were talking about.
Valid question.
What was the first song you learned how to play? Seriously.
Oh, God Called in Sick Today by AFI.
Go do a little bit.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can I ask if he knows 1, 2, Buckle My Shoe? But don't do the numbers before it. But do you know it?
1, 2, Buckle My Shoe. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, but don't do the 1, 2
right,
before
go
the
close.
First 1, 2.
We
got
to go to close.
Okay. Let's
the
go
soup.
Close.
Let me explain the soup.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Even if it's a vegetable soup.
Todd Dumpson
soup. It sounds tasty.
Where did that come from?
Todd Dumpson soup.
I like that microphone. Aristotle gets
it is
the
a nice
bit.
Mic.
I don't know if he likes the bit, but I like the sound
nice.
Of it on
it is
that.
A nice.
What's
well, nice
the producer?
Yeah.
It's a producer, sure.
It's good resonance.
Aristotle
has to poop.
Aristotle. Aristotle. Okay, we don't have time to play this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, nope, I'm sorry.
I mean, but isn't that the show? I mean, now we're doing the show.
That could have just
not,
been a show. Right
let's
there.
Not abandon a good
that
thing.
That would have been. Yes.
Be the show.
So we did a 20-second show.
All right, we got 20 seconds.
You're right.
Seconds
that is something we would normally do
okay.
in the show.
All right.
I'm not saying we didn't
well,
hit elements
now.
Of a show. Troy, seriously, I just want you to know that you did such a good job. And just
oh,
so you
thank
know,
you.
Oh my God, like not doing a show,
yeah.
we hit bits and pieces of it. We just never did
yeah.
a whole show.
But,
I mean, my listening audience is like, I'll tell you how they feel right now. They're like, you know, other shows do that. They don't point it out. What I like, I hope this is what they're saying. And maybe I'm weird that I'm saying what I wish they would say. But I would hope that the naysayers would go, what I do like about Todd Glass is he has weeks where his show, it just doesn't hit out of the park. We
yeah.
still like him. We still... But at least he admits it. Other shows, we're supposed to act like, oh, that was a show? He points it out. He talks about it in the opening into his phone. And when you listen to the show, you're like, there were definitely funny things there, but I know what he meant.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of the great ones.
I get what you're saying. You're saying if this were a show, it would be amazing, but it's not a show.
No, I think you're misunderstanding
me.
No,
I think that's what you're saying.
No, well, I can tell you what I'm saying.
Okay, what are you saying?
I'm saying it's not your fault. Because before I tell you what it is, if you're taking responsibility for this, you're going to be defensive. This is everybody's fault.
Okay.
And not just me either.
Oh. You
sure.
Mean,
I don't go down like a burning ship.
Right.
This is what happened. It's not that we're all bad people.
I think you're taking way too much responsibility
you
for
this. You think
this
show is as
didn't...
good as the one with James Adomian
oh,
and the one with Eddie Pepitone.
God.
And I'm blaming myself
if
here.
If it were a show, yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be. I could edit this out. Do you think it was good?
If you edit out the parts that weren't the show and then make it the show, oh, my God, it probably wins some
What
extra.
Bits do we keep in? Seriously, now I'll edit this out. What bits did we do tonight that were great? By the way, Troy, I keep getting – I feel really bad in this because let me ask you something. You know, like, I'm taking responsibility for this, too, not in some flippant way. How long was I going to sing before somebody wanted to hit me over the head with a baseball bat? I enjoyed doing those bits so much.
Yeah, never got to because he kept counting before you could have an opportunity.
Well, I did want to do a song.
No. Well, then, Todd, I think you should take that opportunity and do the song.
But you have to go.
I mean, well, yeah, you're right. I have to go, but I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something. I say, fuck everything. I want to stay here, and I want to get to the show. Because you know why? The Podcasters Association of America is listening, and they're not going to, you know, they're tough reviewers, and they're not going to stand by and let one show, and they have to write about it the next day, and they're like, well, this wasn't really a show. Let's fucking give them a show.
Do you really think that I could sing? Do you really think I could sing good enough to close the show? Gee, I hope it's true. It'd sure be a lot of fun.
I feel it.
But I don't know if I got it in me.
Todd, you seem so sad. But guess what? You're gonna be glad.
I've got better news.
What is
that? I'm not keeping us in this bit that we don't know what to do with. Shut the music off. All right. We did that, but here's how I want to close.
Stuff to go over.
No, we didn't get to that. Well, did we get to that Todd Sweats? This one I'm supposed to play, but play it, I guess. We'll get it out. Ta-ta, ta-ta, my fault. I'll keep it going. I'd like to hear a little more of that. It's self-indulgent, but... Hello, sir. Would you be interested in hearing about our... I got to go. My dog is grabbing at my kid's leg viciously. Oh, shit. I hate when he... here's how we're going to go to close. Okay, that's that. Thank you, everybody, for coming by today. Thank you, Jake. Is there anything you want to plug, Troy? Thank you.
I want to Todd Glass and Emo Phillips, Kumail Nanjiani, fantastic lineup, Rebecca Corey, this Saturday, March 28th at Nerdmelt doing set list, 8 p.m.
Jeez, there you go.
Also, if you want to get there earlier, we're having Zine Melt same day, earlier in the day.
Same day, and I do want, there you go, Zine Melt at Meltdown Comics. You go early, but 8 o'clock, you see Todd Glass on set list, not doing the show, but he's doing the show, and on April 12th, at Black Horse Motors, the live taping of the Todd Glass Show.
Jake, is there anything you wanted to say?
I'd just like to plug Aristotle Zine Melt. I think it's an important thing for people to go to.
Do you let people have your email?
What is that email?
No, I said Zine Melt. That's the thing.
Zine Melt.
I love it. Get it with avocado. It's even better.
Oh, yeah?
You never had a Zine Melt?
Oh, you
what is a
dump
Zine Melt?
The avocado
seriously.
On?
Is it a thing?
Oh, seriously? No, that's the thing Aristotle's
that's
putting on.
That's a show.
At the,
it's an event.
When is it?
It's not a company.
Give it a plug. Do it. You do it. You know, you're allowed. Oh, my arm.
Saturday, what time at Nerdmelt? In the annex room?
No, it's 11 to 4, but it's like in the back lot, in the parking lot.
Oh, okay. It's like a street fair almost.
We never help people that are going through sobriety.
Oh, great. We have to do that. Let's do a quick thing.
We love you. You're not on my dime. You're not doing anything stupid. Not on my fucking dime. Seriously, come on. I don't have time to talk. I don't have like 10 minutes. I wish I had 10 minutes. That's what I planned with the drums, and we were going to just fucking, you're going to be fine. We'll get you on the flip side. You're laughing, right? So already you're doing better, because who the fuck tells somebody, we'll get you next time? They got you smiling. So fucking take that smile. Spin it around a little bit, flip it around, floppity flippity, and then get giggly and smoky and fucking let the shit go. Today, not every day. No. Not every day, because you can't. But today, just forgive yourself. Don't do your shit, though. You don't need that dumb, oh, I get it. It's not worth it. It really isn't. It's not fucking worth it. I know those cookies seem so good, and right now you need me to come through that phone with a sledgehammer and swing like a fucking baseball bat. I'll just eat them, and no! It's never, you're not going to keep doing this. You're not going to keep going, oh, tomorrow, tomorrow. Yeah, I get it. 10 years goes by, you're like, fuck, shut the fuck up for 10 goddamn years. It's, and then the day can start. People do it. That's that fucking sick fucking day. They remember it. They went, no fucking more. They do it. And you can do it. It just sucks and blows. I think that's the best way to get people ready for it. It sucks. It's fucking hard. Fucking hard doesn't cover it. It's worse than that. It's just fucking sick, fucking what the fuck. And then when it's heroin or drugs or drinking or whatever, it gets even harder. But guess what? Don't fucking make me come over there. I'll come. I'll tell you what I like. I'll come over your house. I'll inspire you. I'll cut your arms off with a machete. Then you won't be able to do your things you do. See, I make you laugh again. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I got you laughing. You forgot about that. You know what? Can I tell you something else? Stay home from work. I'm kidding. Ah, you motherfucker. You thought I was serious. No, you got to go to work. You're like, but I already took off my shoes. No, you didn't. Don't try to use me as an excuse. Todd Glass said to stay home from work, and I took off my shoes. By the time I heard he was kidding, I had already had him up locked in a box with a combination with a 24-hour. I'm enjoying this story.
I like this.
And I think I did a pretty good job. Would you like to add anything? And don't if you don't feel it from your gut, these people are looking for some grit and fucking grab the fuck. You know, this is the type of help you need. I will not let anyone come on the show and go, just take deep breaths. It's like Eddie Pepitone. Go fuck yourself. Deep breaths. I need to swing a bat. I'm freaking the fuck out. This is the way you got to get into someone's head. That's all that works. This is what you need on one of those days. I know.
Maybe you got to take extreme measures.
No, you're not mad enough.
Maybe you got to take extreme measures. Maybe you need to pull. You know when people say pull yourself up by your bootstraps? That's like sterile, stupid advice. Well, you know what? I am saying that. I'm saying pull your fucking self up by your fucking bootstraps. Here's why. There's ways that you are tricking yourself into wanting that cookie or wanting that dump cake or
there
whatever
is?
It is. Yeah.
Dump cake even?
People like dump cake. And here's the deal.
Like dump soup, I forgot to talk about.
Todd dumps his soup.
First of all, dump soup, by the way.
Okay, can I finish my soup idea? And then we have to close.
All right, let's close.
And we're done. We're good.
All right.
Good. I don't mean to apologize, right. But okay. Oh, we're good. We're good.
Does this end, by the way, with you serving it in the cans of the Progresso soup?
No, stop.
All right, really? I didn't know.
I don't even like okay. so you get the Progresso soup.
Okay.
Try to get low sodium if you can. You can open up a bag of peas into it. You know what's good? Okay, here, I'm going to tell you. I'm adding too many things, and I forget people.
We got carrots and onions.
Okay,
right
no,
now.
Hold on.
Chicken.
Go get 4 cans of whatever, chicken and vegetable, right?
Okay.
Take a roasted chicken, put that in there. That's easy. Bag of carrots, throw them in. That's all. They're already cooked, the little baby carrots, throw them in. If you want to do one thing, you don't have to do it. Chop an onion up. But don't even do that. Just put a bag of onions in
there.
Frozen.
It would be good to have onions in.
But whatever. That's the only thing optional, the onions. Right. And then the chicken. That's it. And then, listen to this, corn on the cob, the baby ones. I'm not kidding.
Where do you eat the whole thing?
Can I tell you something? You think that, but if you looked into a vegetable soup and there were little baby corn on the cobs with all that flavor and the juice and the onions and all that flavor, would you think you'd eat it?
How do you get them in the soup?
I could see the look on your face, but if you went to a restaurant, you'd eat the whole soup, and then that would be in there. And it is. It's good, right?
I ate it 2 days ago. It was delicious.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't make that part up. My friend's mom used to make chicken soup from scratch and
it's
put little corn.
Is it kind of marinated in the chicken juice?
Yeah, vegetable
juice?
Chicken she made. And she would put she would actually take, picture it was one ear of corn, 4 slices.
Wow.
4. So they were like little, you could almost put them in your finger. And
see, cutting each one 4 times?
It's driving me crazy, and I love you that you're laughing because it's not, it's like such a cool thing. If you were at someone's house
and
you saw it.
It's marinated in chicken?
It's really good. What?
Oh, no, it would taste good. You would like it.
I don't think you'd think about it. Because
you ate a dump cake?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's eating the dump cakes over there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you take the word of somebody who's eating dump cakes.
Yeah. She's pouring soda on dump cake. She's worried that you're going to have little baby corn on the cobs in vegetable soup. Let me explain something, how far you're going. There's already corn in there, and you're going, I can't imagine someone would leave it on the cob. Now, that doesn't make makes sense. Yeah, but you believe there's corn in there? I know there's corn in vegetable soup sometimes. So where are we trying to get you to that's just fucking freaking you the fuck out, leaving little pieces on the cob? I can't get there.
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new Dump Cake Cookbook. Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake for delicious desserts every time, guaranteed. Watch this. Start with fruit, dump on your favorite cake mix, and finish with a can of soda. Or you can use diet for a guilt-free dessert. Then
guilt-free.
Just bake it in the oven for a delicious,
hey, ask me how many cakes I've had.
How many cakes have you had?
I had six cakes.
Yeah. Your kids will six devour
dump cakes. Diet soda, asshole. It's guilt-free.
Oh. You're, I mean, but there's still dump cake ingredients.
No, though. I heard Kathy Mitchell. She said I could have a dump cake with diet soda, guilt-free. So I had six of them. She didn't say an amount.
Yeah.
If it's, maybe you didn't hear me. You know we use the diet soda for the guilt-free
part.
Yeah,
but still not soda.
Six. I poured some on a lasagna, a guilt-free lasagna. If you pour diet soda
on
anything, yes, you pour diet soda on real soda.
You can't
soda.
Just pour soda on nope. something and then it's but, diet soda.
Listen, I poured diet soda on my grandma.
No.
And
no,
she
no.
became guilt-free. Well, I poured diet Jewish. Soda on my regular soda, yeah. and that became guilt-free. I poured diet soda on my regular Coca-Cola, and it becomes regular guilt-free diet real Coca-Cola. Sure, if you pour diet on it. If you pour diet soda on it, it's guilt-free. Like an instance, do you like manicotti? No, do you?
Yeah, I do, but it's fattening.
Pour
I can't
some
eat it.
Diet soda on it and have guilt-free manicotti.
Really?
Sure, have your manicotti guilt-free.
Do you like guilt?
I mean, no, I don't want to feel guilt. I want guilt-free. I'm just not sure if this works out mathematically, what you're talking about.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you like stromboli with extra cheese in it?
Yes, but my doctor said it's going to kill me.
Okay, he's right. But pour diet soda on it, you have guilt-free stromboli.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever hear? Maybe I heard the commercial wrong.
Do you have a dump stromboli?
I thought it made it guilt-free. Maybe I heard
Hi,
it wrong.
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new dump cake.
Maybe
cookbook.
I heard it wrong, honestly.
Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake for delicious desserts every time, guaranteed. Watch this. Start with fruit, dump on your favorite cake mix, and finish with a can of soda. Or you can use diet for a guilt-free dessert.
Okay,
then
right
just
there.
Bake it in the oven.
If you put diet in there, it's guilt-free.
You're right. You're right. I was wrong.
Thank you.
Clearly, it's balancing out something in the ingredients, and it's
sure.
making it all guilt-free.
Sure.
Can I didn't know
something?
You could do
I
that.
I know a girl.
You're
and
like
she
an
cheated
idiot.
On her husband, but she poured diet soda on the guy before she fucked him
what?
And had guilt-free fucking.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, sure.
That
that's, and that's a true story.
A
that is
thing.
A true story. Why would I benefit by making it up? Some
what?
People would say, Todd, he was at the end of his podcast.
That's
he didn't really have
point.
A closer.
That's a very good point.
No, no. She used to... This girl, and I remember her name, and I don't want to say it because
right.
I know Aristotle. I'm going to say it.
What?
I don't care. But all listen... Right. She used to. We know who she is. I'll tell you off the air. But she
and
would.
Guilt-free.
She would. She would. When she cheated her husband, I don't want to say his name. She would before she would fuck with the guy. She'd pour diet soda on him. And
all
she
right.
goes, "This is guilt-free cheating."
So let's say she's got to leave her hotel room with like you know her bare feet. Does she? What does she feel like? She's got to walk down across the casino to her room. What does
it.
She feel like at that point?
What do you mean? They take a shower. This no, is after they have
free.
Their clothes off.
I'm just saying that after she Why leaves and it's all over. She walks by herself to her room. What is she feeling?
Not guilt.
Not guilt.
Wow.
No. She
that's
feels
amazing.
Fine. It's
you
guilt.
Think that's bad.
For the whole time and afterwards.
Yes, it's guilt-free. It's like
I
the dessert.
Know. I didn't know it lasted that long.
Oh, no. It's guilt-free if you pour diet soda on.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, can I tell you, even
yeah.
though we obviously turned it into a bit, is yeah. what they say in the business, it's still true.
Still pretty true.
Guilt-free. No, it's not. Stop it. You don't earn the right even to say that. You don't earn the right to call it diet. You don't earn the right to say anything. Just tell us what it is. Don't have the balls afterwards to say it's guilt-free. No, it's not.
Todd, maybe it is. Maybe you're wrong about this. Maybe what you're doing... I don't know if you get money from the soda industry that's trying to promote regular soda. I'm not going to even question you on that, but I am going to say it's probably true. You're getting money from some kind of soda industry, or I don't
if I'm
know,
wrong, I'm wrong.
Okay.
But I tell you what I'd like to do to apologize.
Right. Hey, this is part of the show.
we're doing the show, Todd.
Sure.
It's a show.
We ended up having a show.
Oh my God, you guys!
No, we did. I might have overreacted a little. This is a great show.
We got to that.
Yeah, you can't compare. I don't compare this show. I don't compare Eddie to anybody. I said that it was a bit.
Look,
this every show is special, and that's what people like about it. This was a mellow at times. We really dragged a lot of bits on. We had a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, we did have a lot of fun.
I hope
the way you described
time.
It doesn't really sound mellow at times and drag bits on. I mean, thought we were looking
here's
at
what
some
I'd like
positive
to
play.
Okay, here's how I'd like to close.
All right,
I want to pick a good song, and we're just going to play it and go to close. How about we go to? No, that's too weird.
What about
play Day and Night? Play that. No, don't play that. Okay, this weird song. Play a little bit of it real quick. Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's not even that weird of a song, right?
It's a little weird.
It's a beautiful
it sounds like
day.
A normal song.
Let's go outside and play. Got the water balloons.
Uh-huh.
Got the lays.
Yeah.
Got the bubbles.
Yep. Don't worry. Okay. Let's go outside and play.
It's a kid's song.
What makes this weird to you?
Tickle, yeah. Walk, walk, walk. Skip, skip, skip. Tickle, yeah.
I'm hooking up with my gals. Now listen,
you know what?
I'm with my pals.
I turn it off. I feel like
that's
I might
a pretty
get,
mainstream song.
I feel like I might get a violation for all even right. playing that.
What?
No, just a little creepy. No, no. I don't want that in. Take the whole song out. Uh-oh. Or take the part out right after we're... yeah. Okay, here we
Why?
Go.
Why?
Because I feel like I don't want to say insinuate child molestation, even in a silly way. It's not.
Wait,
it's
when?
Fun. It's oh, light. It's light.
That,
yeah, the joke is okay. that you feel like somebody, this guy's going to molest children.
Oh.
And it's like the same way people make gay jokes and black jokes. Oh, no, I didn't. But it, yeah, I didn't mean to do it, but that's the joke.
Oh, I see.
That's the joke, even though I didn't mean it. So I take it out. Here we go.
Oh, I think it is a funny bit, though, to say, like, it's not that weird of a song.
We'll talk about
we'll
it later. Let's
time.
Go to close. So, thank you, everybody. It ended up being a show. How about that,
wow.
huh? And I'd like to close with this. No, everybody just, as it's wrapping up, we'll move away from the microphones, but I just want to play it to give energize me, to take me through the rest of the night. So, we're going to move away from the microphones. We're going to say goodnight. Everything was a lot of fun, and you're great, and thank you, everybody, for stopping by, and... Kyle, would you like to plug your Twitter? You're always so well-behaved over there. John McFadden?
Kyle McFadden.
I was going to say, I thought you changed your name. I thought I got it wrong. I thought, oh, my God, it's John. You know, I was going to try to fake it. No, no, I said John. I mean, that's funny because Kyle's written on your notes over here. What is it? John McFadden. Sure. No, Kyle McFadden. I know. Kyle McFadden at what?
At Kyle McFadden.
At Kyle McFadden?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was drifting off. What is it again?
At Kyle McFadden.
At Kyle McFadden.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
K-Y-L-E?
I was looking. You know what? I owe you an apology. I was looking at my post-its. What was it again?
At Kyle McFadden.
At Kyle McFadden? Do you really have two ats? Seriously?
It's a lot of ats, bro. Yeah.
That's the new verifier.
What is it? Just say it.
At Kyle McFadden.
All right. Sorry, I can't
wait. M-C-F-A-D-D-E-N?
Bleep that out.
At Kyle McFadden.
I want to start the show.
Let's start the show.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Girls, they want to have fun.
Play this instead.
Hot Dumps of Soup.
Bumping and bumping and dumping and bumping and
dumping
and dumping and dumping and dumping and dumping and dumping and reverb and reverb and reverb and reverb and dump it 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 and dump it.
Dump it and dump it
and dump it and dump it and dump it
at Kyle McFadden.
And dump it 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 and dump it. And dump it, 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 and dump it. That's a goddamn show right there, motherfucker.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.